which is on Spotify and Apple and Google Podcast. What's up, you guys? This is Kelda Music here, Diva. We're here on the Diva Talk Live Podcast. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for being 20 minutes late. You know what I'm saying? It's CPT time. And I am out with my sis right now. We're just enjoying a few cocktails. I actually can't drink that much because I'm on some medication. So I gotta drink 5%. What up, what up, B. Nicole? I'm about to invite you in, baby. Damn, how do you invite people on here now? This shit. Brandy, can you request? Let me see. Oh, here we go. See, Instagram be changing shit. There you go.
Can you see me?
Hey, lovely, I see you. Ooh. Look at you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's been a minute. I'm good. It's been a very boring day. I've been doing laundry and homework all day. So I said, you should tell me where you was at. I would have came to see you. We could have did this live together.
Where are you at right now?
In my house.
Oh, okay.
On the couch.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I'm in the Deep East Bay. And I forgot the name of the bar, but you know.
It's all good. You having a good time? What they doing out there? Just hanging out.
Let's show you guys. They're just everybody just chilling. What up, big sis? That's big sis. Yes.
Oh, yes. Just kick it, kind of. Y'all got some tacos. It's Taco Tuesday, ain't it? Y'all got some food back there.
Look, it's Taco Tuesday, but not anymore.
It was.
Unless somebody just wants a taco, but nothing else in it. Shit.
Got you. That's cool. A nice little layback, kickback. It's warm outside a little bit still. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually quite warm. I'm surprised. We're going through Indian summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. Well, I just tried to invite our girl, but I don't know what's going on. Our guest said he's going to try to tap in. But either way, we can get started talking about what we talk about normally on
Diva Talk.
Yes, all the happenings going on in the world.
Yes. Can you hear me or is it too loud?
No, I can hear you fine.
Okay, cool. That's that iPhone 12 shit. Yes, what's up, MC Red? No, so, okay, check this out. I was reading recently that they're comparing Drake's fame to Michael Jackson's fame when Michael Jackson was at his peak.
Right.
What do you
I did
think
see
that?
Okay, so look, I did see that. Of course, I did look into it a little bit. If you're talking numbers wise, Drake is getting close. He's not there. Michael still holds the number one running album or sold, whatever. I think it was like 100 million copies sold of Thriller. So yeah. He still holds that or whatever. But in a lot of other areas, sales wise, especially, it's a little bit, I'm gonna say easier, but easier with streaming now. So they're considering, you know, streaming on top of album sold or whatever. But I mean, Michael Jackson don't rap and it's a little different, you know, so I don't know if they're in the same genre to even compare, because I like to put people in the same, it's like a heavyweight and a featherweight, like what are you talking about? But
right,
numbers
right.
Wise, he's up there with Michael. But if you talk about their effect on the audience, their effect on the people. Hi, Diamond.
Hello.
I see some color in that hair.
I know. Man, y'all be changing it up.
That's cute. You know, I love some color.
Thank you.
That's cute. But yeah, so I feel like for who they are as people, Michael, hands down, Drake ain't fucking with him. However, if you're just going to talk about sales and all that kind of stuff, Drake is climbing. He's getting close and has even surpassed Michael in some places. So, you know, there you have it.
I, like, will always look at Michael as the ultimate icon, pop star. Like, I can never see anybody, you know what I mean, replacing him. And I know they've been saying in the past, Britney Spears, you know, surpassed Michael Jackson's most hits, pop singles, whatever. I don't care. Michael is Michael to me.
Yeah.
And I love me some Drake. I love me some Drake. But I'm just saying, Michael is king. He fought for this shit. He got his ass whooped for this shit. He fucked up his skin, his Jerry curl for his career. You know what I mean?
He did.
So, what do you think, Diamond?
What I think is pretty much what everybody else is saying in the comments on that post, which was, this must be some millennials posting this, because why would y'all even ask that question? Mm-hmm. You know, Drake needs to be up against somebody in his own category, in his own time period. He's definitely not comparable to Michael Jackson. Like, a lot of the comments were talking about how people were falling out and, like, passing out, and the ambulance was there to get the guests or whatever, people who's like there at the shows. So I don't know. I've never been to a Drake show, so I couldn't tell you if all that stuff was happening, but I'm sure it's not. Because I've gone to like Genuine concerts and wasn't nobody passing out, but you know. I don't know. But yeah, he definitely should be, if we're going to like compare him to someone, maybe someone in his own category and in his own time period.
I agree.
And, you know, the thing is, you can never really compare artists to each other like that, no matter what genre or whatever. But Michael Jackson, he's been doing this since he was an infant, damn near. You know what I mean? And not every artist can say that.
Yeah, and we're still selling shows and making music and have people still fainting. At the end of the day, you know, people still, somebody made one of the comments about Drake comparing himself to Michael Jackson means that Michael Jackson is still, I don't say above him, but you know what I'm saying, something that he wants to emulate or wants to be like or be compared to, so he can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you're trying to be like them, like, oh, I'm the next so-and-so, that means that there's something you aspire to be like, which means you're not there yet. Or you don't think that you would ever be there. You're just on your own level. But whatever.
That's so true. That is so true. Man, it's driving me crazy around here. Now, that's so true. And as a matter of fact, hey, how you doing? Sorry. Yeah, no, we're actually podcasting. Say hello to my good friend, you guys.
Rodney J. Holiday, straight from the Ridge.
Hi,
Rodney J.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Yes.
Good.
I hope you like you some lovely, lovely, beautiful queen.
Of course I do, baby.
All right, go home, take care of yourself. All right. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So anyway, into the next subject. Shit, I don't have my sheet with me. Do you guys remember?
Well... Jeannie Mai is pregnant.
Right.
For those that don't know Jeannie Mai, that's Jeezy, the rapper's wife, who's a co-host on the show The Real.
Right.
Which is about to go off air pretty soon. I heard they're replacing that show with Nick Cannon's new daytime talk show. But yes.
Oh. Really? They just got a whole new set. Why would they do that?
They did? Whoa.
Yeah, they introduced that whole new set when they introduced the whole pregnancy thing.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's what I heard, that they're replacing, and I'm just kind of like, well, damn, The Real is kind of like what we need. That's, you know, we could relate to that. You know what I mean? I can't relate to The Talk or The View or. But yes, congrats to the Genie mom. So I wonder, what do they see in each other? Because you know Jeezy, what kind of dude he is.
Well, he's older now, and I think from the little bit that I saw of her commentary anyway and reading a little bit, they just, I don't want to be all like, oh, they complete each other. But, you know, like, just from what she says, she said she's been through a lot in her life because she's from the Bay. You know, she's from San Jose or something like that.
She's not just a regular Asian chick.
Yeah, she's from out here. So she's like, she experienced some things in her life and she's been through some stuff. And not until she got with him did she feel safe and understand what feeling safe feels like. And him, I guess, being through whatever he's been through in life, being able to share things with her that supposedly he's never shared with anyone before, he felt safe in that sense with her to be, I guess, his true self or open up or what have you. And so just they found that in each other and made, you know, a connection, and then they fell in love and got married. She actually didn't even want children for a very long time. She was married before. And oh, I think that's one of the reasons they got divorced was because she didn't want children, which is interesting.
But
she's married to a very straight and narrow, I believe he was white. Don't quote me on that, but he wasn't black. And he wanted children, and she was adamant she did not. And that was, I believe, one of the things anyway that she shared that was a reason for them not being together, because he really wanted children. So I wonder how he's doing now. You know, that's gotta hurt when you find out the ex you let go that you love because they didn't want kids is now pregnant.
Right. He should feel
bad, black man too.
He should feel really butthurt, like, damn, where did I go wrong? Like, what the hell? Damn.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So, but she's preggers.
She is preggers. Well, congratulations to her. And who else is pregnant? They trying to say my girl Rihanna pregnant by ASAP.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that. I'm not saying it's not true, but that would be interesting. That would be fun to see that with that baby come out like. Two creatives.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a good look, actually, if they come together. They'll be like the new king and queen of hip-hop. I don't know. But I kind of like them together.
I do too. I think they look cute.
Yeah.
And she look happy whenever I see them. She looks happy. I'm trying to get that look. Y'all know anybody?
Mm-hmm.
No, for real.
I'll try to be out in these streets. I can't blush, but trying to blush. You know what I'm saying?
No, for real. I feel you on that one.
Yes, yes.
I mean, you see that.
Yeah, Dami, you see that?
Yeah, I see that.
you know
somebody looking for you, girl. They got to hit you up. Like, listen, I'm going to try to talk to you. You better call me back.
They all be hitting her up. They be like, when you coming over for a meal? Like they. I'm like, do they want to eat you for a meal? For a meal?
You don't get somebody in trouble out here. You better stop.
Oh, yeah. I knew y'all some freaky dickies, huh?
Who is y'all?
She just included you.
Ain't nobody looking for me on this thing.
They is. You just don't right. know.
Girl.
They on the slide. They just not putting your name in the comments.
Okay.
Oh, and something else I wanted to bring up, too. Did you guys watch Versus with Fat Joe and Ja Rule?
Man, I saw clips. I didn't see the whole thing. I heard, though, Fat Joe came under a little bit of fire for talking shit about the ladies.
Yeah, he called Lil Mo a dusty bitch, and then he called Vita a crackhead. And a lot of people were heated about that because it's like, look, yes, this is a battle or whatever, but it's not about going beneath the belt like that. You know what I mean?
Hard.
Insulting two beautiful black women, and then he apologized to them, and he misspelled their names when he apologized. And,
everybody can't spell, but that's okay.
Right, right. I mean, you know, I love Fat Joe's music, you know what I mean? But yeah, I don't agree with him
saying that, because I would be upset too. I'd be like, damn, I'm like a huge fan. We've worked with each other before, but now you call me a dusty bitch just to piss off Ja Rule. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right.
I didn't see y'all, but I was like, that's it. He was like, he said, supposedly, you know, we rapping, it's a battle. This is what we do. We all know it's set. But I was like, when I heard about it, I was like, sounds a little rough. I'm like, aren't you battling Ja Rule? This is you versus Ja Rule, not you versus them.
Right.
So I'm confused as to why that would even be a thing, but I didn't see it. So I guess I can't speak to it too much, but I did hear about it, so it must not have been too nice.
Ja Rule was killing it, because that nigga got hits. Hits after hits after hits. He killed it.
Yeah, well.
I might have to go replay it.
Right. Go replay it, you know. And he had the beautiful Ashanti. They was working Ashanti. She was singing Ja Rule. Yeah. And then for Fat Joe, they was working her.
Right. She was getting her chance.
She was showing off.
and she's coming out with a movie, too.
Oh, girl?
It's a love, it's a rom-com, I think.
Okay. What's a rom-com?
Romantic comedy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, because I was one.
It took me a minute before I found that out, too, so don't feel bad, because people would use it. I was like, what?
Well, no, you're right, because, like, there's hella other terms that they use, like dark com and some other shit. I'm like, wait, what?
Wait. Oh, that's, the film. That's how you know I don't watch movies, I guess. Look, I ain't into the lingo.
So, ladies, what else do we have to talk about? Sorry, I don't have my thing.
Oh, DoorDash delivering alcohol. Did we already talk about that?
Yes, oh, yeah,
DoorDash. I could use some of that right now.
Me too. I keep seeing her sip on this White Claw.
I know.
I'm like, where's ours?
I have nothing. I had no time to go to the store. I should have been prepared. It's been a weird day. I could definitely use a break.
No, I'm staying out of trouble. With your fine ass. I'm sorry.
Let us see. I want to see too.
I'm so sorry. You want to see
flip it? Flip it around. We out and about.
Right? We out and about. We want to see too.
Mark.
Unless you're going to go all up to him too.
I'm podcasting with my friends. Can I show them your face? I told them you were really handsome.
Well, I'm not that handsome.
Yes, you are. No, I'm not. All right, ladies. Here you go.
No, I'm not.
Yes, he is, ladies. Look at this. Hold on. Yes, you are. Turn on your
mark.
No.
Don't be shy. Turn on the light.
No.
You got the red light.
That red light okay. Special.
All right, well, see you later.
He's like, no, I'm shy.
Right. Everyone I could see a little bit from the nose down. He was cute.
Right. Yeah, no, he's a cutie pie. He's really wrong.
Okay.
All right.
But
make sure you censor that for YouTube.
Oh, I know. Huh?
Let the kids know before they that it's gonna be some extra.
Right. Okay. Just like. I was watching Love and Hip Hop Miami, and like hella cast members said that Instagram cut off their pages due to, you know, inappropriate content. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, Instagram been locking down on some things lately, whether it's music or content, you know, certain things said or done. I'm like, they gonna change it because people gonna stop using that shit if you keep censoring everything.
Right.
Well, that's why people go into OnlyFans and just, you know, making money that way.
I was thinking about that today. I'm going to have to take some notes. I'm just playing.
Uh-oh.
I'm just playing. You
kill OnlyFans. God damn.
Y'all.
No, you're not.
No, I really am. I'm just kidding.
You can be on there selling hairstyle tips, shoes.
Girl. And things.
No, ooh, speaking in things, I forgot while I was watching, but this girl was shopping for dildos,
And it was like a double thumb, and it curves like this automatically, like to get inside the vagina and to like swirl around, like woo.
What the?
And they said, "Get this, you'll never need a man ever again in your life."
Oh, oh no. It probably cost heck of money.
Yes, $400. I'm so sure them things will be all. No, not cheap. Oh. Always, that's just a precursor. That ain't never no replacement for me.
Right, it can't be, because I'm like, I want someone to hug, someone to kiss, someone suck on some
kids. It's not the same. Yes, build me a super machine and then we could talk. But even still, it'll never imitate actual human touch. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's fun to play with. But
right, like where guys could get dummy blow-up dolls.
Right.
They could get satisfaction out of that. You know what I mean? They could suck some fake titties, stick their cock in some fake plastic. You know, feel like you're with a woman, you know?
It's true.
Yeah, it's a little bit harder for us, I think. But it works for some people, and that's totally fine. I just need more. I need that and more. Your face is hilarious.
You're right. No, we're podcasting. All right, come here. All right, someone wants to say hello. All right, these are my beautiful queens here. So you be nice.
Other ladies on there?
Yes.
Hey, ladies, how y'all doing? Ooh, listen, I'm gonna tell you something now. As a black man, I love aesthetics and I love black women. You guys have some gorgeous smiles.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
I want you ladies happy shout out. Listen, I love my black women. I love my queens. Y'all talk about. However. Woo! Y'all ladies have a good night.
Yeah, maybe I should be podcasting in more often. It's a lot of action. Shit.
I see.
The party starting.
He's trying to be like him. I'm half asleep. He over there. Yeah.
Right?
Like, wait, what are you drinking? I need to go get me some.
Right. Okay. White Claw.
Or don't say that no more until they give you a check.
Right. And so, wait, what's the next topic? What's the, what we got? Like, y'all know, you know.
We were just talking about how DoorDash allegedly is starting their alcohol deliveries.
Oh yeah,
20 states, Canada, Australia, somewhere
else. We on the list. California's on the list. I don't know if it's did it start yet or is it coming.
From what it looked like in the comments, it looked like it already started. Like it's been happening in certain states already.
Okay.
Oh, that's hella cool. There was a place called Saucy in San Francisco that used to do alcohol delivery, and they have Drizzly too, but I don't think Drizzly comes all the way out to where I live.
No, I saw that. What was it? Chili's was one. I think you can get it if you order food. So if you order like DoorDash or somebody that picked up your food like from Chili's, you could get alcohol as long as you ordered food. But now you can't just order alcohol. You have to get food with it. So I don't know if there's stipulations with DoorDash doing that, or you can just order straight up alcohol from the liquor store when they go get it. I don't know.
Right. So maybe that's what they're talking about now, is that they're going to have it to where you can get it from like a liquor store or Bismo or something like that, opposed to just when you go to a restaurant. So maybe that's what they're talking about probably.
Now, is that putting more people out of jobs because, I don't know, now... How do I put this? Just now we could order offline and there doesn't need to be really a liquor store anymore. Just get your shit at Food Max, at Safeway.
I think it's not going to do that, because the fact that, I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I'm sure somebody who's listening to this knows a liquor store that is not going to card you to buy your alcohol. So... I think that the store is still going to be, they're still going to have some revenue coming in for their alcohol. It's just going to be an added service for us. You know, might be a little bit too intoxicated, but want to go buy more alcohol for your party.
Yeah,
now you can just DoorDash it and it'll come to you.
Yeah, I am. The thing is, what you have to be careful of, because all Uber Eats my alcohol from the liquor store, and you know, I put in the app that I want a fifth, and they'll come bring me back a pint, and I paid for a fifth, and I'm just
they don't know what they getting,
right? And when I called up there, they're like, no, that's what you get on Uber on Uber apps, like that's what you get. It's not gonna be an actual fit. It's gonna be a pint.
It should say that then when you ordering,
right? Dang. But see, since it's a luxury of ordering on there, it's kind of like you gotta be happy
what you get.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, that's why you can report that store. They not sending they stuff right.
They stealing your money.
They basically not doing that right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not paying $20-something for something that's really gonna be $10. Like,
yep. On top of the fees that come with DoorDash, you're not even giving me what I want.
And I had to wait.
Yeah, I ordered DoorDash yesterday, and the fees came up to like $15, and I still had a discount, but the shit still came. The fees came up to $15. The total came up to like $40-something. I'm like, damn, like, what happened to the discount?
Yeah, this is the, that's, no. That's they why I rarely you. Do DoorDash and Uber and all. Only time I do it is at work if I'm just sick of the cafeteria or neighborhood foods and I want to order, like, restaurant food. And then I'll go ahead and it's too far away to go. Other than that, I'm driving my ass wherever it is or walking. I don't, it's not worth it to me. It's not worth it.
Yeah,
or I'm just cheap and broke, one of the two, but it's not worth it to me, all them extra fees and shit, and delivery fee, and blah, 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 and health fee, and
fuck all that shit. Just go up to the store. Look, I'd rather take a Lyft or an Uber to the store and go get my shit.
For real.
In the parking lot.
Girl.
You know? So... Well, we were supposed to have a guest today, but he let me know ahead of time that he was going to be in the studio and that he was going to run over time. So we'll definitely do this again on Thursday. I just wanted to, you know, bring this back in because people have been asking. They're like, are you guys still podcasting? Or
like, what happened?
Right, right. Yeah. And, as a matter of fact, I want to introduce you guys to this lovely lady. I forgot, her name's Charmaine. She's doing a podcasting event October 9th in Oakland, and she's going to have a couple guest speakers and stuff like that, but it's just for people who want to be creators, content creators, produce their own podcast shows and stuff. I think you guys should go, and I'll send you guys the link.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, and shout out to Jeanette at BPE TV who told me about it, because she was like, are you going? I was like, I didn't hear about it. So, you know, we definitely got to get tuned in with all the local events around here and network.
Right.
Sounds like a plan.
Yes. And you guys know we're on Spotify now. We're on Apple. We're on Google Podcasts. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? We just got to keep pumping out more episodes and things will keep on moving.
Yes.
So thank you all for supporting us and keeping us turned up for y'all.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you guys, that's the Talk Tonight podcast. We'll be having on some more guests pretty soon, and we'll talk to you guys later.
Have a good night.
Bye, boo things.
Bye. You're a mess.